Nikim Rezu Shalom. Okay, Rezu Shalom, I have Shir today, and next Tuesday, the same, this coming Tuesday, we'll have also 1 o'clock Hachana Latishabav, Mary Veschanan, looking for things. So this packet is for Parshas Devarim, which is also Parshas Pinchas. Okay. We know Dvarim is always Shabbos Chazon. And we read the Haftorah of Chazon. But I think one aspect of Tisha B'Av and the Avelis that's not always highlighted we could focus on, and that's the Bittul HaSanhedrin. Because we know that the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGozis. That's where they were housed, in the Lishkas HaGozis. And the Sanhedrin represents Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. It represented the continuity of Torah Shebaal Peh, because they paskened all the shilas. And they were housed in the Mishkas HaGozis. And we'll discuss that connection between the Sanhedrin and the Mishkas HaGozis. Pashas is, one could say, that, like the Ramban says in Parshas Shoftim, that Edim Zomimim. You know, the question of how do we know who to believe? So the Ramban says, Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel Rokel Elokim Tishpot. That part of the judgment process is the belief that there's Hashras Hashchina where the Dayanim are. And that gives them a Siyata Deshmaya to pass them properly. So the Pashas is, one would say, that it makes a lot of sense that the Sanhedrin should be in the Lishkas HaGozis, because that's where they're going to have Hashras HaShchina to get the proper Siyata Deshmaya to pass them properly. And in fact, Chazal tell us in the Mishnah Sanhedrin that the Sanhedrin formed a semicircle. Very strange, right? You think that's like a modern thing, you know, like a semicircle or something like that, you know. Sanhedrin formed a semicircle. So what's the idea of the semicircle? So Rabbi Mostovsky was very nice to get me a copy of the Or of Yisrael. Not so hard to get a copy of the Or of Yisrael. No, I was in Florida. It's not so easy to get one in Florida. So Rabbi Mostovsky was able to, through his connections, to get me a copy of the proper pages of the Or of Yisrael. So the Or of Yisrael says a lot of, like 7 pages to it printed out, but it's 7 pages. And he says that the idea being, the semicircle represents that the Sanhedrin is half the circle, and then there's the empty part. That's the Ribono Shel Olam, is filling up the other half. And the idea being that that's the union between the Ribono Shel Olam and the Sanhedrin to paskin properly. So it makes a lot of sense that in Devarim, when we read, especially we read the Tropech, in the tune of Eicha, but those psukim are about Yisro's advice about Havu Lachem Anashim Chachamim Nevonim Yiduim L'Shifteichem. So, and that's read the Lashon Eicha, and I think the upshot is that we're highlighting that the part of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av is what? Is the Bittul HaSanhedrin. In fact, in the Eli Tzion, Leiva Adashash Nutal Ubitul Sanhedrin Yah. Right? That's one of the things that says in the in the many things that Elit Zion lists all the things that we're missing. Right? So one of the things, Ubitol Sanhedrin. It's talking about the Bittul of the Sanhedrin. And in fact, that's how the Haftorah ends. The Haftorah ends on page 5, Ashiva Shaftayach Tivarishona. So this connection between the Pesukim here in Devarim of Ha'ulachem Anoshim Chachamim, I think highlights this idea, this Avelus of the Sanhedrin. This Avelus of the Sanhedrin. It's interesting, just to parenthetically, the Ramban speaks about the Pesukim, Tarchachem, Echa Yisol Vadi, Tarchachem, Masachem, Rivchem. So the Ramban writes, Al Derech HaPshat, these were the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisro, that he was complaining. Odat Yeshchukhe Elokim, Vestoroso. He says, Torchachem keneged odati chukhe elokim v'shtorosov. Ki torch godol hayod l'mal meliot mitzrayim l'chukim v'toros v'perishum b'yirom v'sodom. Torchachem was the teaching. Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach them Torah, so that was one thing. Masachem, very interesting, he had a daven for them. Tfila, Masasi Tfila. And Rivchem is to mitigate the quarrels. So those were the three things. Torchachem is the teaching, Masachem is davening, and Rivchem is to be the peacemaker. So the Abarbanel, and the next page says, "Reisi Misha Huchsha Alav, Ki Moshe Lo Tikei Mikol Eila, Ki Im Inyan Hadinim Shem An Odom Lachaveiro." If you should talk for his, who will have Inyan Hadinim Ben Odom Lachaveiro? So the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get someone when he solved the case, so he just got Dayanim. So what happened with the... In other words, he took care of Rivka, but he never saw that he took care of Tarchachem u'Masachem. So what's the pshat? So he says, "Tigam hu yazur b'aval shor roshim u'anoshim yazur b'hinei imlaka chachamim u'anavonim heimi yuchlu lamin esam lodun b'neim shor hagdars ha'asid v'tvila v'adora nevim." Whereas he felt that Amr Shaloka Hanoshim Chachamim. There was Uvini Halimud Vatvila Imagadas Haesidus Lotik and Klau. The Chepe Shetarch and Masav Riv Kula Hubin and Adin and Beinodom Machamero. So someone say that Torah, Masa, and Riv, not like the Ramban. Torah, Masa, and Riv is all the same. It's all about Ben Adam L'Chavero, you know, mitigating cases Ben Adam L'Chavero. Torah, Masa, and Riv. It's all about Ben Adam L'Chavero. Because the question is, where do we... According to the Ramban, he was asking for three things, but it doesn't seem that he ever fulfilled them. So ani omesh ain't tfisa la Ramban. There's no cash in the Ramban. Ki Moshe adunei lo rotsu lahasi atzmu mikol hanhaga. Ha omer lo ocha lovadi seis ischem. Rotsu lo omer beli shutfus. Ha omer echa asa lovadi. Lagit she gam hu... Gam ken hu yazur ba hanhaga. Mal shroi she imnu anashim she yazur ba. Nim loka ha chachomim va anavonim. Ha heimu yuchlu lamer sa'am vladu meneim. It Whereas he felt that once you get Chachamim, so they'll be able to teach the Torah and they'll be able to paskin. And that's all you need. Davening, he said, he'll take care of. Whereas it's too much to do everything. But in the end, he kept the davening part, which was interesting. That the davening part he kept in, you know, that he didn't get any substitute for. Oh. So let's now reflect a little bit about what is this notion, the importance of the Shoftim, the importance of the Sanhedrin, and what we're lacking as a result of not having the Sanhedrin. Because we look in the Gemara in Shabbos, on page 6, it says, Eina kolish baruch hu mashu shkino Yisrael ache yichu shoftim v'shotrim ra'im Yisrael. But one of the things that's so important that for Klal Yisrael is that all the bad shoftim should be eradicated from Klal Yisrael. Oh. So the Brisker Rav says an important point. We know that in Parshas Pinchas, so Chazal tell us in the Medrash, in the Yalkut Shimoni, that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Pinchas is Eliyahu. And we know that the Medrash says on page 11 that Nosin as Brisis Sholom Shadayin Hu Kayim. That Eliyahu is always kind. Always kind. So what's the Mila that Eliyahu is always kind? So the Brisker Rav writes on page 16. He writes the following. That Pinchas had two things. There were two milas that he still kayim. One is the Mesorah of the Kahuna, Ris Kahuna Solom. But the other is the Mesorah of Torah Shabbal Peh. Because we know that Torah Shabbal Peh, the real Mesorah, had to be ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So if we lose the chain, how are we going to ever restore it? But if we have somebody who was part of the original chain of the ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, who is still around and can come back, so then we'll be able to restore that Mesorah of Torah Shabbal Peh. And that's what Eliyahu, Pinchas Eliyahu, the Bris Olam, that is Chayim, the Chayim Ba'olam, that's what it's all about. That to be able to restore, you always be able to restore the Torah Shabbal Peh, the Mesorah of Torah Shabbal Peh, which is what the Sanhedrin is all about. The Sanhedrin is the Torah Shabbal Peh. And that's what the Brisker Rav writes. Page 16, Torah Emes Haiso Befihu. That the reason, in other words, the fact that he was Zocha Bris Kudas Olam is because he killed Zimri. But why was he Zocha for the restoration of Torah Shabbal Peh? So that's what the Pasuk says in Malachi, because he was Torah Emes Haiso Befihu, and that's the Pasuk of Kisif Sar Kelhein Yishma Das V'Torah Yivakshu Mipihu. That says the Brisker Rav in the third column, is the idea that Pinchas Eliyahu is the one who is going to restore the Mesorah, because he's the one who was around from the old Mesorah, and he'll reappear to be Vasa the Gula, and then he'll be able to be the bridge between what was in the past and what will be in the future. It's interesting, in the Sefer Hazon Lemoed, has a nice shot, he says, over from his brother. He says, we know from the Pizmon, Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi. So what are these three titles to Eliyahu? So he says that Eliyahu is going to do three things. One is he's going to mevaseh the geula. And if you look at the Os Aleph here, in the middle, and that's going to be, he's going to mevaseh the geula b'taras nevua. He's going to be heshiv levavos al banim, number two. And Pasuk in Hosea, Yavo v'yor tzedek. So he says, that's what it means like this. Eliyahu HaNavi means he's going to give the Nevuah to when the Geula is going to be. Eliyahu HaTishbi is, he quotes from Yaakov Me'am Loez, it's called Tishbi, Shebeishiv Leiv Yisrael Lavim Shebashamayim. That's his function of the Heishiv Levavos Albonim. And the third thing is Eliyahu HaGiladi. Is why is he called Giladi? Mitoshave Gilad. What does that mean? Miyoshve Lishka Sagozis. Vein Gilad Ela Beis HaMikdash. But Gilad is the Beis HaMikdash. So it means he sat in the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? He was part of the Sanhedrin. So he's going to restore Torah Shebal Peh. Because, like the Brisker Rav pointed out, as he's going to say here, that he was part of the original Sanhedrin. So he had part of the original Masorah. But now it's broken. So we need someone who's around from the original Masorah, and he's going to. So that's the three hats of Eliyahu HaNavi. He's going to mevaseh the geula. Eliyahu HaTishbi, he's going to cause people to do tshuva. Feishiv lovos ha'albonim. And Eliyahu HaGiladi, that he was part of the Sanhedrin, and he's the one, as the Brisker Rav says, is going to reappear because he never, you know, is still chai v'kayem lo'olam, and going to restore the Masorah. And that's perhaps why Parshas Pinchas is in the 3 weeks. Because part of the Nechama, part of the Avelis, is that we, like we said, we lost the Sanhedrin. And that's what we read in Dvarim, about Havu Lachem Anashim Chachanim Munavonim. And that's what the Haftorah ends off. Vashiva Shavtaich Kivarishona. And Pinchas is the beginning of the 3 weeks, is that notion of what? Is the notion of Pinchas Eliyahu be able to return and restore the Sanhedrin. Oh. But there's another aspect, and that's like this. There's a famous Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma, page 21. The Ramban writes, that the Sod HaMishkan Shiyeh HaKovon Asher Shikin Ol Har Sinai Shochen Olav Benista, that the Hashras HaShchina that was on Har Sinai should be forever. Whereas Pashas is, it was Hashras HaShchina on Har Sinai, and then it was Nistalik Im Shoch HaYovel HaYimayalu Vahar, that the Shechina went away and everyone could climb the mountain. So Raman says no. That Hashras HaShchina from Har Sinai is perpetuated with Hashras HaShchina of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Oh, so what does that mean? So Rabbi Ganak in the Sefer Gan Shoshanim says a word like, what's pshat in that? So he says like this. So as we said before, what's the reason why the Sanhedrin was in the Lishka Sagazis? So he said, I'll be pashtus. You know what the reason is? Because we want them to have Ashras HaShchina so they can have proper Siyata Deshmaya to paskin properly, like the Ramban says in Parsha Shoftim. Elokim Nitzav Batas Kel, Berkerev Elokim Tishbot, that Hashem has to be there so you won't mess up. And that's what the Abderav, the Ohr of Yisrael, says, that that we have a half circle. That half the circle is the Sanhedrin, and the other half is Kiviyachol the Ribono Shalom. So that's their partnership. But Rabbi Ganach says a different word. He says like this. I always like this word. He says that if the Ramban is correct, that the Sanhedrin, the Mishkan and the Mikdash are a hemshech of the Hashras Hashkina Har Sinai, how does that work? L'chor Har Sinai was Nesina Satorah. The Mishkan is Karbanos. What does that have to do with Nesina Satorah? The Mikdash is Karbanos, it's not Nesina Satorah. So Rabbi Ganach says over, no, that's why the Sanhedrin was in the Mikdash. It's not only to help the Sanhedrin out, it's to make the Mikdash into what the Mikdash is supposed to be, namely a continuation of Maimon Har Sinai. And how is it the continuation? Only if the Mikdash can also be a makom of Nesina Satorah. The Hainu, having the Sanhedrin there, and paskening Kimitzion Teitzer Sorah, and that's the idea of the Sanhedrin. That's the idea of the Sanhedrin. So then he says over from Rav Soloveitchik that's pshat, perhaps, in the Mishnah Sota, the second arrow, that the Mishnah Sota says, well, once the Sanhedrin, you know, we know 40 years before the Korban, the Sanhedrin already left the Lishka Sakazis. So at that point, says the Mishnah, there was already a certain Nihuge Avelis took place. But Lushir Mibes HaMishtos. They didn't have songs in the base mishtos. So what's pshat? There wasn't a Churban HaBayis yet. So Rav Soloveitchik said, yeah, but now the base HaMikdash was not functioning on the same level, because now it wasn't a continuation of Maimon Har Sinai anymore, because the Sanhedrin was no longer there. So Mimela, it was a diminution of... It was mismaik, the hashivas of the Mikdash, and Mimela, that's what Batal Shir, the base HaMishtos. So the pshat is that it's not pshat only that the Sanhedrin needed the Mikdash, but Mikdash needs Sanhedrin for the Mikdash to be a kiyum in the Hemshech of the Nesina Satorah. What? It's part of Kedusha Mikdash. Yeah. Then it works in well with the Chasam Sofer, because the Chasam Sofer on page 24 says an unbelievable thing. We know that when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, there was no fasting on Tisha B'Av, right? Because they had a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when it was in Bechorban, the 70 years, they fasted, and then when it was rebuilt, they didn't fast. So he says, "Oh, Rafil B'Sov Yimei Bayis Sheni." So when did they resume fasting again? So I would have thought, when the Churban Bayis Sheni. So he says, no, Afil B'Sov Yimei Bayis Sheni, Mishagolu Sanhedrin, the kodum azek far his anu kol dalat somos. Kidemuchuch bi Yosifun. So he quotes from Yosifun that recorded historically they started fasting 40 years before the Churban. Was already fasting. In other words, because once I would have thought that they only resumed fasting once the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was destroyed. But he says no, so this works in very well. Could be Rabbi Ganach quotes that someplace. I saw it someplace putting this together. So that's the idea. Oh, but yet there's another point. That I saw Rav Wolfson points out. Here, in the first, after these next two pages, he quotes from the Aris Dvash. There was the Aris Dvash, in his first drasha, goes through the whole Shimon Esrei and tells you what kavod, it's kedai to go through, what you should have in mind by every bracha of the Shimon Esrei. And by Hashiva Shofteinu, of course, he says, you should have in mind the restoration of the Sanhedrin. Because once the Churban HaBayis, we don't have a Sanhedrin, so we don't have a proper Masorah. Oh. But there's another point to this whole discussion. That's a fascinating point. The Gemara says in Sukkah, on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, on page 29. Amal Eilucha Kol Shevi V'Shevi V'Yisrael She'alohem Mimenu Shofet. That every tribe in Klal Yisrael had some Shofet come out of it. Every tribe. So the Taz asked the Kasha from the Yalkut Shimoni. Because if you look at the Yalkut Shimoni on page 30, the Yalkut Shimoni says, "Mikol Hashvatim Yotzu Shoftim Melachim U'Mishevet Shimon Lo Kam Lo Shofet V'Lo Melach." That from Shimon there was no Shofet. So Chora, there seems to be a stira, or a machloikis, whatever you want to call it, that the Gemara says Kol Shevet V'Shevet produced Shoftim, and the Yalkut Shimoni says no, Shimon not. And that's the Taz Kasha here on page 31. If you look, three quarters of the way down. Sukasha Tuvet, Amrinu B'Midrash Yalkut, Kol Shevet Eilo Shofet Kutz Mishimon. They has Nush Avru Shevet Shalom. And why did they lose it? Because of Maisa Zimri, right? See, Beis Avla Shimoni. Zimri was from Shimon. So what's the pshat? So Rav Wolfson says like this. So he gives another kenach here, Rav Wolfson. He says, he discusses this kasha. He says, why is it that Shimon doesn't have Shoftim from Shimon? So we know, so he says two things. First, we know the Maisa Zimri. And also, the various Svarim correspond to say that each of the 12 tribes to a different month. And Shimon is connected to the month of Av. So Shimon is part of this idea of a matin besimcha, and Shimon is involved in znus, and znus ultimately brings atzmus, because even though the person is feeling pleasure during the znus, but then afterwards he has such charata that he gets atzmus. So Mimela, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos that you only have Ashrosh Ashkinim Mitoch Simcha. Right? So Mimela Shimon was Mufka from Simcha. Because they were linked to Chodesh Av and they violated Znus, which brings Atzmus. So Mimela, they could never have Shoftim because they didn't have a proper Ashrosh Ashkinim. And therefore they'll never have the proper Siyata Dishmaya. And then he says, non believable thing. We say in the bracha Shiva Shofteinu Kevarishona, Vaser Mimenu Yogon Va'Anocha. So what does that have to do with anything? Why don't we say that in Rifa'inu? You know, people should get better, and therefore we don't have Yogon Va'Anocha. In a lot of things, Baruch Aleinu, we should have good parnasa, so we don't have Yogon Va'Anocha. Why is Yogon Va'Anocha in that? So he says no, because to have proper Shoftim, you have to have the simcha. And this reminded me of what Rav Salvechik said, that the Gemara says in my carton that the Kohen Gadol, the whole year for him is Keregel Dami. Why? Because Rav Salvechik explained, because he's in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is in Lufnei Hashem, and the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Hod V'Hadol L'Fanov Oz V'Ched V'Bim Komo, it's a Makom Simcha. So Mimela, the Kohen Gadol, Kol Hashana Kula is Keregel Dami. Mimela, Shimon was Mufka from Simcha. So Mimela what? So Mimela, that's why he doesn't have a Shofet. And that's why we daven. So now we're saying a third thing. Whereas we want to understand what's the connection between the Mikdash and the Sanhedrin. And we're saying that that's our parsha in Dvarim. Havu lochem anashim chachamim nuvonim is the idea of Sanhedrin, and that's what the Haftorah ends, Hashiv v'shoftayach. So we said that it gives her proper Hashros Hashchina, number one. Number two, it's the Hemshech of the Matan Torah. But now, a different point, similar to the first point, but expanding on it, that the Makom HaMikdash is the greatest Makom Simcha, because it's Lefnei Hashem. Hod v'hadol fonov oz v'chadol m'komo. It's Lefnei Hashem. So Lefnei Hashem, you get Simcha, and you get Hashros Hashchina. And Shimon, that they did the Maisa Zimri, or that they're linked to Chodesh Av, is lacking in that Simcha. And then he says, so what's the pshat that the Gemara says that Kol Sheva did? The other Shimon says Shimon was excluded, but the Gemara says not that way. Also, Rav Wolfson says like this. He says that we know that Rashi says in Zos HaBracha, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Shema Loshen Shimon. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. That Shimon, even though he didn't get his own bracha, but he was somehow incorporated in Yehuda's bracha. And even though he didn't get his own chelek, somehow he was incorporated in Yehuda's chelek. So when it says Bimei Shvot HaShoftim and about Boaz, and the Gemara says Ivtzon Zaboaz, so why does it have two names? So Ivtzon, that's Shevet Yehuda. Boaz is the Chelek Sheshayach LeShimon. So, technically speaking, Shimon comes from Boaz comes from Shimon, but he was Nichlal in Yehuda. So, and there was one and the same person, but it means in theory, the part of Boaz that's Boaz is an extension of Shimon, but it was really part of the Shevet of Yehuda. The point being, he's saying, is that Losid Lavo, when Chodesh Av is going to be a time of Simcha, so then perhaps there'll be a tikkun for Shimon, and there'll be Simcha. Shimon is always linked with the Atzmas, so Mela, that's why there's no Shoftim. But in theory, there would be Shoftim. So this, Rabosai, is the idea. Oh, so what am I going to say? So this, I'm going to tell you this, that Parshas Dvarim, the key for the 3 weeks, is these psukim of Eichal Esal Levadi, Havu Lachem Anoshim. Because this represents the restoration of the Sanhedrin, which were Mesabel. And that's what does the Haftorah end? Vashiva Shoftayich, because when we don't have a Sanhedrin, we don't have the proper Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh. We're lacking in that Mesorah. So today, Abosai, the verse says, even though we don't have a base of Mikdash, Eilu Kadosh Baruch Hu Hadal Amos Shehalacha Bavad. So I think Yisod is like this, Abosai, that see, a person comes to yeshiva. Why does he come to yeshiva for? What's the purpose? So you say you want to learn. But you can learn without yeshiva. Today, you got all of Shas in English. You got 100 million shiurim, a lifetime worth of shiurim on the internet. So why are you coming to yeshiva for? What's it for? I'm sure you could spend the rest of your life, you know, with all the English and all the books and the internet, just hearing shiurim, and you'll have time to spare, and you'll live a long life. So what do you come to yeshiva for? You come to yeshiva for one thing, to be part of a Masorah, to link up with a live Rebbe. That's what you come for. Because even though you can learn a lot of factual information, but you'll be lacking if you don't have that connection with somebody live, that you speak to someone live, and you have a connection, you learn from someone live. Not just hearing it. You can hear the same shiur online, then you're there. So if you can't make it, okay, it's the next best thing. But being part of the process, being part of the conversation, being part of the experience that you don't get from a tape, that you don't get from online, from an iPod, whatever you call it, you know, and that's what we're here for. And it's interesting. What is the last pasuk of the Haftorah? Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveh b'tzedaka. Oh, so I have to show you. This is a pack that I made 2 years ago. Article from the Pilchas Friedman. Set over. I believe at the last Siyum HaShas, when he spoke, he said over this word. Okay, on page 22. This is the word of the year. Okay. Seatbelts? Favor? Seatbelts are on? On the third column, the fourth line. Hagon HaKadosh Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said, Tziyah b'mishpat tipov v'shaveh b'tzedaka, Iker Torah Shabal Peh hu Talmud Bavli hu Talmud Shalom. Tziyah b'mishpat tipodeh is Gematria Talmud Yerushalmi. V'shaveh b'tzedaka is Gematria Talmud Bavli. You'll do the math. Tziyah b'mishpat tipodeh is Talmud Yerushalmi. V'shaveh b'tzedaka is Talmud Bavli. And that works in very well, because that basically is right after the Pasuk Hashiva Shavtayich, which we said is the restoration of Sanhedrin, the restoration of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the whole idea of Torah Shebaal Peh is Masorah. And today, our Masorah is through Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. But I always like to say over the word that Rabbi Willard said over from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein came before my time. He came and spoke to the Orthodox Jewish scientists in the library. And he said over, Pasuk Magi Devarav Yaakov, Chukav Mishpatav L'Yisrael, Lo'osa Chem L'chol Goyim Mishpatim Bal Yadom Al-Luka. So what does it mean, Chukim Mishpatim L'Yisrael, Lo'osa Chem L'chol Goyim? They what, they don't have Chukim Mishpatim? You go to a law. Go to a law school. There are thousands of law books. They have laws. So you want to say they don't have holy laws like we do. But they still have laws. So what do I mean? So Rav Moshe said no. But what they're missing is the following. In secular law, if you're bright and you have enough zitzfleish, you can sit in the library for 15 hours. You can read the law books and you'll master the field. And you'll know it. But Torah is not that way. Torah is Magi Devar of Yaakov. You need an oral transmission. That they don't have. That notion of Masorah. They don't have a concept of Masorah. You can read it from the books. We have plenty of Svarim Bar Hashem, Ken Yirbu, but nothing can substitute between an oral tradition, a relationship between Rebbe Talmud. You know, that nothing could substitute. And that's why you come to the yeshiva for. Everything else you can learn, 1,000 things, all the information in the world from, you can hear online, you can get your Daf Yomi art scroll and everything, and you'll know a tremendous amount of yediyos. And I don't belittle that. But you won't have the Magid Devarim Yaakov, you won't have the Masorah. And that's what Parshas Devarim is about. It's Havu Lachem Anoshim Chachonim Nevonim, to teach the Torah, and Vashiva Shavtayach Kivarishona. That's what you, and that's, and supposedly, if I remember correctly, they say that the Brisker Rav said that this gematria must have been Baruch HaKodesh. To figure out such a gematria of Tziyon B'Mishpat Tipode, Rav Chaim, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, of Tziyon B'Mishpat Tipode, V'Shavem Tztaka, Tziyon Mishpat Tipode is Talmud Yushalmi, V'Shavem Tztaka is Talmud Bavli. And that's what we're here. That's what we're all about. And Bez Hashem, we should, you know, Bez Hashem, we should be so good to have the Beis HaMikdash in Hei Rav Yameinu. But till we get that in its full blown form, Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Dal Alma Shel Halacha Milvad, we should be in the Dal Alma Shel Halacha, learning from Rebbeim, from live people, Chaverim. It should be a live process. And then you should, then you could say you're part of that link. You're part of the Mesorah. And then you can give over to your children, and your Talmidim, to the next generation. But Rav Gifter said once about, he said, a person can't be a Rebbe unless he was a Talmud of someone else. That is, even though a person can be a genius and learned, but if he's never a Talmud of somebody else, he can't be a Rebbe to Talmidim. There's something missing. Something missing. So that's what Devarim is all about. It's Eichasan Levadi, Tachem Asan Lachem Rivchem. There's more in the second pack of your look. It's online from 2 years ago, and then a CM I spoke at in Queens at, during the 9 days. So you could get the whole full-fledged thing over here. But the point that I wanted to add today is that Pinchas Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaGiladi, that's the key. Because he was from the Yoshe Gilad, the Yoshe Beis HaMikdash, because he was part of the Lishka Sagaz is part of the Sanhedrin. And that's what we're missing. Eliyahu HaGiladi. Eliyahu HaTishbi we're missing, Eliyahu HaNavi HaTishbi, but Eliyahu HaGiladi. Part of Gilad, part of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Sanhedrin was. That's what Kimitzion takes his Torah. So Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to continue learning from Arabeim. And that should Be'ez Hashem hasten the Gula until we're Zoche to the ultimate Gula of Yishayahu Vashiva Shavtayach Yivarishona Yotzayach Yivatchila Achrechei Yikorolach Yiratzedek Kirya Ne'mona and Siyom Yimishpat Yipadeh Zet Talmud Yerushalmi Yishaveh Betztaka Zet Talmud Bav.
Alright.